Right, please welcome Christian from Long Beach.
Hi, my name is Christian. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Christian.
How's it? So I'm gonna say first thing, congratulations to all the chip takers. Congratulations on the birthday as well. So yeah, they said I'm from Long Beach. I'm actually from Brooklyn, New York. So just want to get that out first. So how did it start? So first thing is I grew up in a very, very nice household. There was nothing weird that happened. Mom, very successful, dad, very successful. The first problem was that they had me 7 years later after my sister. So I'm born in November, so it was a Valentine's mistake. So pretty much, I knew my parents were older when they had me. My parents had me when they were a lot older, and I knew from the beginning, before I even put a sip of alcohol in my body, I was going to be the most defiant kid possible. And me just being defiant was just, talking back to my parents, not listening to one word that they told me. They tried everything, so then they tried to put me in Catholic school, private school, paying money for school. I mean, they wasted a lot of money on it because I didn't want to be there at that moment in time. So I did get good grades, but I did get suspended a lot. And then I grew up in, growing up in the nicer side of the park, I always wanted to go to the ghetto. I just wanted to know what the ghetto was like. So I would get off the bus at the wrong part and get off to the ghetto. And first thing they knew, I didn't belong there. And I used to see a lot of people, looking flashy and all the rest of that. And sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for. So I learned, I got into a lot of gang activity. Gang, I'll use the word gang activity. And I didn't, the one thing I didn't realize, I didn't read the resume of what I had to do to be in that gang. And once I got in there was a lot of things I didn't want to do, but I just don't believe in saying no to wrong things. So my first introduction to alcohol was a little bit weird. It was in a porta potty with another guy and it was on 42nd Street. I was in a porta potty. And there was other substances that happened inside that porta potty as well. But only thing that happened was, I remember I made it big time at that moment in time. And as soon as I came out of that porta potty, I was projectile vomiting. And people were looking at me, and I was like, I didn't care because at that moment in time, it was just me and my best friend, and not the person in the porta potty. I just kept going, and everyone was like, "Hey, bro, you need to slow down." And I'm just like, "You're still slowing down. It's all gas, no brakes." And I was keep going, and then I realized at that moment in time, I got pretty much kicked out of high school, and I went to this thing called a continuation school. And there was other like-minded people in there with me, and it was pretty much I pretty much told my parents, they're like, "Why are you so happy to go to school?" I'm going to school today. And there was pretty much everybody in there was drunk or they were using other outside substances. So just like any good parent, I got a one-way ticket to Southern California. Because I see that's the new trend now. I got sent over here a while ago, and my mom was like, "You're gonna be moving to the beach, you're gonna be doing this, you're gonna be doing all of this great stuff." And I didn't realize at that moment she meant that I was gonna be moving to Beach Boulevard. Pretty much I moved to the street called Garden Grove and Beach Boulevard. I don't know if a lot of people know what that is. I moved over there, and I moved in with my uncle. My uncle was in the mil very militant military guy, just no games or anything. And I thought I was smarter than this guy. I pretty much thought, like, you know what? I'm able to drink. I'm able to do whatever I want to do in your house as long as I'm paying the rent. And that was not the way that that happened. I woke up one morning and he was just seeing the bottle, and then there was just a magical right hook against my jaw. And, you know, and it was just, I pretty much was like, wow, this is not good. And I didn't feel too much of it. So I was like, the alcohol is definitely working here for me. And so, so he told me to go get a job, and I got a job at this place called Disneyland. Because of like my drinking and everything, I pretty much was in other substances. I pretty much worked there. I got fired because I was pretty much I was noodling around the place, and they didn't really like that. So I pretty much got introduced to AA quite a few years ago, and I went there. It was a place called the Garden Grove Milano Club, and I pretty much did what I did most of my life. I did nothing. And I sat there and I expected to get sober just by going to meetings. And somebody told me meeting makers make it. So I just kept going to as many meetings as possible. And I kept getting a newcomer chip over and over and over and over again. And they were like, get a sponsor. I was like, no, I can do it my way. And then I moved into these sober living homes and not realizing the number one name on it was sober living. And I was not doing that. And like my sponsor said, I did the Great American Sober Living Shuffle until I got banned from mostly every single one of them. So I had to go back out and get a lot more experience. And thank God for Garden Grove PD. August 31st, 2021, I was sent to this program called Be Well. And I just realized at that moment in time, I was like, either I'm going to get this today or God take me out finally. I met this great guy from Garden Grove, this punk rock guy. I did not want to go to this panel, but for some odd reason, he was talking my language. And I pretty much heard my story, but I heard the ending of how my story would be if I don't get this together. So I did the most gangsterous thing ever. I asked him to be my sponsor. And pretty much I didn't realize, like, you know, I was going to have to get directly to start doing these steps. It was like, why is this guy showing up today? And he just kept showing up and putting me to work. And August 31st, 2020 was the last day I've ever put any substance in my body. It was pretty much, I started doing the steps. I did the scary fourth step. And, you know, I pretty much had to get to the end. I got to the 12th step, started getting really into work, started going to helping other guys. That was the only way I can tell you how pretty much this works. I had to go help as many people as possible. Because I've screwed over a lot of people in my life, and I really realized until I help as many people as I screwed over, this job's not done. Pretty much jumped into GSR as quickly as possible, pretty much doing as many panels as possible, just as much work as possible inside of this group. This place changed my life. One thing is, I lost my son. I got 50-50 custody back of that kid today. Pretty much now I take mostly care of him. Because of those reasons, a lot of things have changed, but I still realize, like, I'm no different from that person. I just took a newcomer chip. Why stop this? This is pretty much everything God gave me or my higher power gave me. I will lose it again. And I think I pretty much see my timer already, right? I got a minute left. All right, let's go. A lot of things is like all the material stuff, got all of that stuff back. But the best thing I can say tonight is I got peace of mind. Like, I pretty much looked over my shoulder all my life. Pretty much, I don't do any of that anymore. I feel very good getting on my knees today. I get on my knees in the morning, get on my knees at night, pretty much to pray. You know, I pray all the time, and, you know, that's pretty much a lot of my secret is I pray a lot. And pretty much, I just want to say thank you for having me up here. And also want to say thank y'all for having us here.